This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
If government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution, they're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So that's what's really going on. See, I'm very suspicious, of course. Very suspicious. Yes, and I'll be shocked to find gambling going on in your life. Or I'll be shocked to find you wearing a mask. Or I'll be shocked at you not going to church on Sunday. Make your pastors open up your churches. That's what we tell everybody. Anyway, so just a few things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be talking about the riots in Minneapolis and also around the nation, of course. It's almost looking Obama-esque right now. And, of course, I brought this up yesterday. Something wrong with the way this whole thing's been playing out with, you know, the guy choking the guy on the ground, and, you know, all of a sudden there's riots. It just has the flavor. I'm just sniffing it out, but it sure starts to seem a little bit like Obama, the odor. Doesn't it? Haven't we seen these kind of riots before where everybody stands down? Oh, just let them riot and run out their energy and burn everything down. Burn, baby, burn. Right? Burn, baby, burn. Right? And that's not the way it's supposed to be. It's not. So, anyway, we're going to be talking about these riots, and I'll be recollecting the 1992 Rodney King riots. And to correct the host on Fox News, it was not the Watts riots. Yes, I go back to know about that. That was in the same, it's summer of 63 or something like that. Those were the Watts riots. Those are the ones that were spawned by certain agencies with three letters bringing in a lot of drugs into California, Southern California. that's really what spawned a lot of that. Now, see, you're getting deep down into the history books. But anyway, I know conspiracy theories, not now. We understand and we see them as conspiracy facts. Anyway, we're going to be talking about a number of things. Also, we're going to be talking about Donald J. Trump going after Twitter. Finally. And, you know, it's interesting. Mike Huckabee, you know, who is at the New California State Convention in February. He was our guest speaker. And it was interesting. He came on. I heard him. And, again, this, you have to understand the studio configuration. We're usually hearing three or four things at one time because I am that skilled. I can actually listen. I multitask audially. I can, believe it or not, everybody says, Paul, you're kind of a weird male. What do you mean a weird male? Well, males aren't supposed to multitask. I said, well, really? Okay. Be an educator for 41 years and see how your multitasking skills work out for you. Right. Okay. Anyway, so audio multitasking going on. I listened to Mike Huckabee, and, you know, he made the discerning comment about what type of situation we find ourselves in with Twitter and all these other service groups. They're seen as a utility, basically. And, you know, as an example, he said, when you go get a phone and you have your phone business, the phone company gives you the line and you talk amongst yourselves about everything going on freely. There's freedom of speech. Shocking. You can say this and that about the president. You can say this and that about, hey, go Joe Biden. You can do that. You're free to do that at any time. And, you know, sometimes people listen in. Shocking, right? If they listen in usually because they've had some, this is the way the system's supposed to work. Now, don't get me wrong, is if you got some sort of probable cause that there might be something nefarious going on in the conversation. That's a whole legal system, but there's a legal step that's supposed to be followed. I understand it's not now with the new information gathering devices that are out there. That's why you need the DEF system on your phones, ladies and gentlemen. It defeats them all, the DEF system. But, you know, the defining moment for these folks is exactly what Huckabee said. The phone companies don't censor your telephone conversation. They don't. It's just like right now, you know, you're hearing me over the airwaves and over digital talk radio, right? Those are the methods by which we get this show out, Red State Talk Radio. So right now, my signal is going from the studios here in Northern California all the way up to millions of miles. No, it's not millions. It's a long ways up in space to satellites. And then from satellites, it's going to go down to a receiving station on the East Coast. And then it's going to emanate out digitally. Doubt digitally because we're a digital provider out to various and sundry devices. Like a lot of you listen to us on the telephones and things like that. And then there's those that pick up our digital signal and they stream it live over terrestrial radio stations. So we have both methodologies. And on the weekends, there's a number of stations who pick up our show and play the replays that we have and so on. And, you know, that's the way it gets out there. Now, these guys are not jumping all over us and saying, hey, you can't say this. Oh, excuse me, there's an Paul can't say that on the radio. Censor coming in. That doesn't happen. Okay, that just does not happen. You see, Facebook and Twitter have been hiding in that realm. They've been hiding in the realm. The law has been passed. It was 1996, and I'll get the laws and everything out for you. But the law in 1996 was passed to allow them to become and equal with telephone companies. And they're just a service provider. So Twitter and Facebook are just a service provider. And all of a sudden they jump into the realm of editing. Well, now they're a publisher. You see, if they're going to jump into the realm of, oh, we've got our guidelines, we've got this and we've got that. Well, wait a minute. You know, there are guidelines and then there are guidelines. There's censorship and then there's censorship. Now, the telephone companies have guidelines and you sign a contract, but it doesn't say anything about censorship. And I don't think that it says anything about censorship in that agreement from 1996 with Twitter and Facebook and all these other providers. I do not believe that. And I think that's what the president just signed, right? He just signed it. He just signed it. And again, listen to this. This is, let's see if we can get this rock and roll. Listen to this. This is incredible. Here we go.
John, good evening to you, Brett. We should also point out that President Trump is monitoring the developments in Minneapolis there very closely. In fact, the president says it was he who instructed the FBI to open up an investigation of what happened to George Floyd there. Now, on the other issue of social media, this is one that's been bubbling up for some time now, but it hit a rolling boil earlier this week when Twitter put a fact check on a couple of the president's tweets, leading the president to say today that social media platforms, many of them, are no longer neutral public forums and should not be treated as such. Flanked by Attorney General Bill Barr, President Trump in an executive order today taking aim at social media companies and the relative immunity they enjoy in censoring or removing content on their platforms.
The choices that Twitter makes when it chooses to suppress, edit, blacklist, shadow, ban, are editorial decisions, pure and simple. They're editorial decisions.
At the center of the action, Section 230 of the 1996 Communications Decency Act, which indemnifies companies like Twitter, Facebook, Google, and others for any action voluntarily taken in good faith to restrict access to or availability of material, whether or not such material is constitutionally protected. The president and attorney general arguing that provision has been stretched far beyond its original intent. The executive order will give the Federal Trade Commission the power to regulate that law.
Social media companies that engage in censoring or any political conduct will not be able to keep their liability shield. That's a big deal.
In a tweet, President Trump claimed conservative voices are being unfairly censored on social media platforms, warning we will strongly regulate or close them down. In an exclusive interview, Fox's Dana
We're going to come back to this. This is a big one. Old laws need to be readjusted. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. Okay, and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Pete Hegseth is going to be with us in the second hour. You don't want to miss that. He's going to be talking about his new book. And we've got a lot of other things coming up in the third hour. Rallies, and more rallies all throughout California. It is just absolutely exploding. We've got the northern tier pretty much covered. We're going Central Valley and Southern California. We'll have that all up, I think, sometime today on Agenda 21 Radio and also on the New California website. So you want to go there to get your resources. We'll also have it up on Facebook. I know that Liz Ritchie and other people are working really, really hard to get all the rallies going on. There's just so many of them. And a lot of New Californians, of course, out doing their job as well to make sure that we can get California open. And, of course, the dictator is at it, right? The dictator is at it, to say the least. Okay, so we've got the situation now where Trump has issued an executive order in regards to Section 230, which is, of course, the Decency Act. And the act itself is old. I mean, old, like it's 20-some years old. Come on. From 1996... 25 years old by now, 24, 25. It needs updating. And you see, no one ever dreamed back in 1996 we'd have this level of, quote, social media. And, you know, this law was designed for basically for telephone lines and telephony, basically. And no one wants to jump in and monitor that. In fact, if you jump in, what's required to jump in and monitor that, of course, are like FISA warrants. Chalking. You have to have a warrant to be able to spy on people like that to listen in. Now, we know it goes on a lot where they don't have warrants. People just have the machinery now. See, that's the other part, is that people have the machinery to do this. Just by the by, they can just pull up in front of your house and listen in on your phone conversations. Well, that's illegal, right? So what is it when you write a tweet and respond back? You use that platform that they're covered under that law with. And you see, they're exploiting the weakness in the law because the law was never intended to cover such things as what we see right now. Now, some people are a little bit further out in front of the curve on this one and don't mess with it. And that's where we got Mr. Zuckerberg. He was on a Dana Perina show. I want to put this in perspective for you because nobody's, I don't think, quite done this yet. If you take a look at what Dana Perino's doing in this question and answer with Zuckerberg, I find it interesting Zuckerberg's now making it to one of the five hosts. Shocking. Actually, she was substituting for somebody. Was it Martha McCallum, maybe? Or no, I think it was Bartiromo, Maria. My girl. Here we go. Let's see what we got. If it runs right. Oh, I love it when we do this. Oh, well, we got to recast it here. So what is the time frame we're in? 1:49. So Dana Perino talking to Mike Zuckerberg. Now, I want to put this little thing in perspective. Now, Mike Zuckerberg doesn't ever go on TV. That's the tell. That's absolutely the tell. That he never goes on TV, but he's on TV now under this circumstance with this whole issue about Twitter. And he's pushing back on Twitter. He's like, hey, man, hey, don't blow a good thing. Because Zuckerberg knows. He's testified up there. He gets it.
And he gets, you see, someone's pulled him aside over here in Silicon Valley, not far from where I'm at, actually. Someone has pulled him aside and said, you know, wait a minute. Maybe we better deal with this president because he might pull something on this. He might be able to pull the strings and get rid of these, you know, come down and clamp down on us because we actually are like publishers. So why not do that, right? So this is where it comes in. Now I'm going to go ahead and get this going here. It's picking up just before Dana Perino talks to Zuckerberg. Here you go.
Write that law.
Social media companies that engage in censoring or any political conduct will not be able to keep their liability shield. That's a big deal.
In a tweet, President Trump claimed conservative voices are being unfairly censored on social media platforms, warning we will strongly regulate or close them down. In an exclusive interview, Fox's Dana Perino asked Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg about that.
Well, I'd have to understand what they actually would intend to do, but in general, I think a government choosing to censor a platform because they're worried about censorship doesn't exactly strike me as the right reflex there.
The American Civil Liberties Union weighing in on the White House action in a statement saying, much as he might wish otherwise, Donald Trump is not the president of Twitter. This order, if issued, would be a blatant and unconstitutional threat to punish social media companies that displease the president. The idea even drawing fire from members of the president's own party.
If you don't like the platform, then don't use the platform. But to start deciding whether or not someone's censoring properly or not, or labeling something as something.
See, this guy doesn't understand the law. He just doesn't get it. I don't know why he doesn't get it, but he just doesn't get it. So this is where we're at with all this right now. And I think it's going to be a good thing that we're challenging these folks. And that these folks are realizing there's something wrong. That's why I say when Zuckerberg comes on and he's talking to Dana Perino, you know, he's trying to get out in front of this whole thing. It really, truly is. He's trying to get out in front of it all. Can he get out in front of it? Zuckerberg's going to try. It's not going to work for Zuckerberg. It's not going to work for Twitter either. It's too late. The cat is out of the bag. And guess what, Twitter? You picked on the wrong cat. you were poking the monster, and you didn't quite realize it. That's part of your problem. But Zuckerberg, no, he's smarter than most. Here we go, Zuckerberg.
Yo, Mark Zuckerberg, about that.
Well, I'd have to understand what they actually would intend to do, but. But in general, I think a government choosing to censor a platform because they're worried about censorship doesn't exactly strike me as the right reflex there.
The American Civil Liberties Union weighing in on the White House action in a statement saying, much as he might wish otherwise, Donald Trump is not the president of Twitter. This order, if issued, would be a blatant and unconstitutional threat to punish social media companies that displease the president. The idea even drawing fire from members of the president's own party.
If you don't like the platform, then don't use the platform. But to start deciding whether or not someone's censoring properly or not, or labeling something as being totally truthful or not, it's government control of communication.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accusing the president and social media platforms of being in cahoots with each other, saying both have profited off distorting the truth.
But what the president is doing is silly. It's silly. But let's say this. It's a distraction.
President Trump said today he fully expects a legal challenge. The White House will also send up to Capitol Hill very soon an outline for legislation to either rewrite or repeal Section 230. And on that front, the president gets support from an unlikely corner, the former Vice President Joe Biden, who said back in January that section should be revoked immediately. Brett?
Revoked. I bet. Well, you know, and again, you know, he's getting punished by it, right? And that's true. That's true. What are you going to be? You going to be a utility? or are you going to be a publisher? That's really what it comes down to here. That's what it comes down to. If they're going to be a utility, then they can't hide behind section... No, they can hide behind, but they can't edit. They can't weigh in on crucial issues that they don't like. Censorship, in other words. Time to change that section up. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 with use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. Your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We had the COVID virus sneeze in Studio 21. Actually, it's allergy. I mean, you know, I live in a heavy, heavy, heavy agricultural rural area. It's just spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. And, boy, this year, for whatever reason, it's been... I don't get allergies. But this year, it's driving me nutty, even with the best of the raw honey. By the way, I am a huge proponent of raw honey, and you should be too. Now, don't get carried away with that terminology. It's good for you. You know, it really is. You don't want to. I don't believe in pasteurizing my honey. I just don't. It's not a good idea. Anyway, okay. So Pete Hegseth is going to be here. Hannity says he pulls no punches with his book, American Crusade. Our fight to stay free, Pete Hegseth. So he's going to be with us in the next hour. So just hang on to your hats there. Just a few short minutes, he'll be with us. Okay, so what else is really going on here? You run down the news and you say, oh, my God. I am going to go switching to, by the way, it's Friday, so we're free to move around all the different news sources and not stick to just our traditional ones, which draw the ire of some people. I know they just don't like some of the sources that we use. Too bad. We're going to be talking a lot about New California and about all the different things going on in the third hour, because there's just so many things going on. We had a really wonderful meeting with our county chairs last night. We're growing more and more and more, which is, of course, a really, really good thing. But the world is really in a very interesting place right now. I think everybody would basically say that. And I don't want to berate anybody or anything like that, but some people have been saying that, it's a terrible time in our history. It is in a sense, but I think there's going to be a new beginning, and that's why New California comes in, and so many other things too. This system that we've had of socialism and totalitarianism creeping ever more in this country. I mean, take a look at this stuff. What's going on with these viruses and of course this whole World Health Organization, which comes down with an edict, one or two people mandate for the entire planet that we all have to shelter in place and all that good stuff. And ultimately, we give rise to one person, like in California, who's basically a dictator. Which we get the dictator thing going on, that's just no good, guys. That is absolutely no good. It's not right. And this is what we oftentimes, or a lot of people have feared, is that there would be this situation in which a dictator would rise in one of the states. This is what the founding fathers really didn't want to have happen. But here it is. Lo and behold, here it is. So we're going to be talking about that pretty much in the third hour. I'll even talk to Pete Hegseth about this a little bit, because the fight to stay free is the fight to stay free that we're engaged in, and I know it really means a lot to a lot of people that are out there going to be protesting the governor, who is a dictator. You cannot say that he's not. And again, openly, we've been telling people in the New California State Movement that yes, he is a dictator. And this has been, we've been saying this for years, actually, not just him, but Jerry Brown. We've documented this with our first 95 grievances, and we've now got five more of the new Chapter 2 grievances. We've got those going on. And, it's kind of interesting. The cry for freedom through these grievances is enormous, and they've been very impactful. We know that they've been impactful, and they've been very instructive to the world out there. And so we're really, really imperative to really jump on all that. Protesters storm set fire to Minnesota police precinct. Okay, now I'm talking about rallies versus protest versus riots, okay? The three dimensions I just gave you. So this is kind of interesting. The vernacular being used by the media. The one CNN reported, I was watching this, again, multitasking and watching five things at one time, watching and listening. And one of the CNN reporters was talking about these protesters in Minnesota, and right behind them, they're burning down a building. I said, hey, those are rioters. Okay, if you want to rally up, I'd say what was going on, like in Sacramento over the last month, actually, is more like rallies. Rallies slash protests, right? They did not burn down the Capitol building, and there was never any thought of that, right? But the only person who had only the only people or organization had any inkling towards violence was actually the California Highway Patrol under the orders of the governor. So who started that? And there was no violence other than there were arrests, 32 arrests on the first day, early May. So guess what? They didn't start that. They didn't start the arrest. And of course they said, and again, this is how this governor set it up. These people applied for a permit to be there and have rallies, and they got it, and then suddenly, within one day, were denied it, the day before. So everybody shows up. I mean, people coming from all over, you know, hundreds of miles away. It's a seven-hour drive, you know, from Southern California to get to the Capitol. Isn't that ridiculous? That they close it down with short notice like that? No notice, basically. And people couldn't get the word out fast enough. I know the days of technology, but you have to understand, California is kind of unique in that California is really kind of twisted up in terms of its media. So there's really, it's very difficult to get the proper information from your media sources, believe it or not, in California, and especially information coming out of the state capitol, which affects far, far away. So that's why you have a centralized government in California, which is, you know, communist type of government, socialist government, and everybody's comfortable with it, and they've been honing their skill to create it even more so. But my point is, there was no rioting going on, and of course, there's a big difference between a riot and a protest and a rally. I just want to make that difference. So, protesters stormed, set fire to Minneapolis police precinct. They had to retreat out of there, beat the retreat, I guess you'd say. Minneapolis mayor to rioters, please, social distance and wear masks. I've heard it all. I did not hear this story. This is from Robert Krycek. This is no joke. I'm going to read you this story. In the middle of your riot, would you please put on your mask? And social distance, please, please. That's all. Just riot. Oh, quiet riots, right? Just go ahead and riot. I'm serious. This is a legitimate article out of Breitbart. That is the title. Minneapolis mayor to rioters, please practice social distancing and wear masks. And, you know, they all have masks on. I wonder why they have masks. They don't seem to be socially distancing, though. But I wonder why they have masks on when they're rioting. I don't see anybody of the hundreds of people in these pictures that I've seen, anybody not wearing their masks. I'm so glad we're not spreading the COVID virus, aren't you, in Minneapolis? Because those good rioters have their masks on. This is no joke. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey requested on Thursday that protesters in the city of Lakes practice social distancing and wear masks to reduce coronavirus transmission. We'll be back.
Undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. I'm not joking. Here we go. You know, we 10 years ago, 12 years, 13 years ago, when hoodies became the big thing, right? And kids were wearing hoodies. I was still, you know, minister. And the kids would always want to walk around school with their hoodies on, you know, just cover their face, you know, look, you know. What was that guy's name? The guy who was shot by the other guy. I'll think of his name. Trayvon Martin. Trayvon Martin, who was wearing a hoodie, of course, in the middle of the rain. And there was a reason for that. So anyway, you know, we said, yo, you can't wear hoodies around campus. Period. Can't have your hoodies on. And, of course, what people were doing was masking their behavior or looking rather sinister. And if they did something wrong, we couldn't quite identify them on the videos and things like that. You know, just things like that. And usually the people that were the kids that, if it wasn't cold out, keep in mind, if it a hot day and they've got their hoodie on. You know, it's kind of like the scene in Beverly Hills Cops when it's a really, really hot day out in Beverly Hills and the gunman walks into the bar where they have pole dancing. Shocking. That's, oh, by the way, pole dancing was opened up a long time ago, by the way, in California. Yeah, go to your favorite strip bar and do some lap dancing, pole dancing, all good in the hood, but you cannot go to church and pray. Poles take precedence over the pulpit. Anyway, but in that scene, you know, guy walks in and he's got a big, long trench coat on. And Eddie Murphy gets up and says, you know, confronts the guy. He's acting like he's drunk, and he confronts the guy, thinking he's going to be his friend or something. And the guy just wants him to back off. And, of course, he calls him out on it. It's, you know, Phil, after Phil beats him down a little bit. He goes, Phil, you've changed. Well, of course, he changed and got into his big, long jacket, and there was a shotgun. Well, you know, in the scene, Eddie Murphy foils the attempt. Well, you know, the trench coat was the tell on a hot day that there was something sinister inside the trench coat besides his, you know, other But it was a gun. It was a shotgun. It's the same thing that holds true if you're walking around on campus, it's a hot day, and you're zipped up and you got your hoodie on. And you got your hoodie so you can't see your eyes. Oh, and you go walking down the hall, and the guy's looking away from you. He doesn't want you to see his eyes and his skin. You think, gosh, what's the paranoia all about? Well, of course, that's why you don't let them wear those things during the day. What else has been going on there, right? What's that person got on board? Probably it gives us reasonable suspicion. Aha, to think something more nefarious has happened to the individual, like maybe he's stoned. Shocking, and they don't want you to look in their eyes because if you're trained about proper identification of drugs and so on, you guess what? You get it. You totally get it. You see it. You understand it. And the kids would understand that you knew. So guess what? They'd pull up their hoodie so you couldn't see type of things, right? Okay, that isn't the way it works, guys. That is not the way it works. And so anyway, the hoodie thing going on. Same as the mask thing. Do you think that with this mask business, everybody's wearing their masks, there's going to be an increase in crime? No, Paul, come on. Criminals wouldn't wear a mask, would they? Well, yeah, probably. So that's why it doesn't shock me at all. Make sure you guys are wearing your mask and social distancing. Can you imagine? Anyway, Fry's comments came during ongoing protests and riots. Okay, good. And riots in Minneapolis following the death of George Floyd, a man who died after a municipal police officer placed his knee on Floyd's neck while handcuffed. It seemed like he was riding himself kind of on a kneeboard. When you go kneeboarding, you know, there's surfboarding, there's body surfing, and then there's kneeboarding. Now, seriously, that's what it looked like to me. I'm an old surfer. I get it. The city government issued a statement on Thursday via its website with the mayor's request. The city encourages everyone to exercise caution to stay safe while participating in demonstrations, including wearing masks and physical distancing as much as possible to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 dreaded virus, the statement reads. I put dreaded virus. The city has made hundreds of masks available to protesters this week. No! What is it Michael Savage always said about liberalism? It's a mental disorder. Michael, you've just made your case, brother. I mean, more so, it's just made your case. We all know this. Listen, we all, Mike, come on. We're not silly. We totally agree with you. And I'm just saying, brother, this was a home run for your book. Fry linked the unrest to slavery. Oh, no, it gets better. Oh, I can't believe it. Fry linked the unrest to slavery during remarks he made on Thursday. Oh, my God. What we've seen over the last 2 days and emotion-ridden conflict over last night is a result of so much built-in anger and sadness that has been ingrained in our black community, not just because of 5 minutes of horror, but 400 years. If you're feeling that sadness and that anger, it's not only understandable, it's right. So that's the moment he's allowed them to go riot, right? Correct? This is critical race theory right here. This is exactly what Derrick Bell brought to Barack Obama, and Barack Obama knew about it, and he knew that was going to be the second 4 years of his presidency, making sure that we're really engendering into the curriculums critical race theory that all white men are evil because all white men, especially the founding fathers, all had slaves. Of course, he doesn't want to say anything about the current slaves that are running around the United States, right? And being brought in by Democrats, Nancy Pelosi's folks, who are openly engaging in human trafficking, child sex trafficking, Nancy. Maybe the mayor doesn't want to say anything about that. But we'll be truthful with you. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, we're talking about this Mayor Jacob Fry, who's been requesting that everybody who's riding out there make sure you have your masks on so that you're preventing the COVID virus spread. No joke, but then he goes in and invokes critical race theory, the racist bigoted theory by Derek Bell that says that all white men are evil. Yeah. That anything that was created by the Founding Fathers in particular is racist because they owned slaves. Some of them did. Not all of them did. In fact, but they failed to mention that, slavery in the world was worldwide like it is now in the United States. And they really failed to mention that, of course, the Democrats are way into the slavery thing. Way into it, even today. You know, how many own slaves? That's a big question. Or how many are transferring in slaves? And it's called human trafficking. And who's got the most protection out there legally for the human traffickers? Nancy Pelosi, shocking, a Democrat, and everybody else on board. All you need to do is connect the dots. It's pretty simple to find this. Okay, so he goes on and says this. This is going to shock you. It says, it is a reflection of the truth that our black community has lived. Well, not from lived experience. That sadness must be understood by our black communities. To ignore it, to toss it out, would be to ignore the values we all claim to have. That are all the important things during a time of crisis. This could be the marker, added Fry. This could be a point in time when several years from now we can look back to know that we rose to the right to right the wrongs of the past, not just with words but with action. I guess he means riot and burn things down, doesn't he? Sounds reasonable to me. But, you know, hey, listen, thugs. You guys, when you're committing crimes, make sure you got your coronavirus mask on. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here with Pete Hegseth. He's coming up on Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.